Yes, the harvesters will overtake the plowmen. Imagine that. They're having to run because the harvest is catching up with the tractor. Breakthrough is coming. This week when the Lord and I were doing something, he just said, breakthrough is coming. Your prayers have never stopped. And to just be confident in that. You know, we can rejoice in the Lord knowing that he's heard us. And we should. We should be able to because we trust him, right? He can't fail. We don't love him because he answers. We love him because he's Lord, right? And we love him because he's promised, the promises of God. And so he said breakthrough is coming, and I didn't know what he was talking about. You know, because there's a lot of breakthrough stuff. You know, I've heard people talk about, you know, breakthrough, that they're praying for a breakthrough. There's people that I would consider to be prayer warriors. I don't really consider myself to be a prayer warrior. I don't very often war in prayer, but then I don't know exactly what God's definition of a prayer warrior is. Because he said, if you pray, well, I pray. I pray for our nation. I love the word one person said about how do you pray for the enemies and to say that their time would be short and that another would take their place. And that's from Matthew when they were replacing Judas. Or in Acts, actually, and they said that the Lord said, you know, let their time be short and another take their place. So we need to replace Judas. And so then they replaced him. And the Lord is not slack in his promises. He cannot lie. And so sometimes when the Lord says things like this to me, I wonder, I said, okay, what is the breakthrough? Have I prayed for something? I prayed for a lot of things. He didn't give me specifics. He just said, pray. And so I started thinking about breakthrough. You know, what constitutes a breakthrough? Now, I've heard of the Finney days when there was like three ladies in a church that prayed and prayed for revival, and they prayed Finney into their town. And for that time of the period of that outpouring, a Finney would walk in. He walked into a coal mine, I think it was, or a factory once, and they shut down the factory because all he did was walk in. Never said a word, and people were praying and crying and weeping and wanting salvation. So they shut down the factory, and people were saved, and he came into a town, and people would just fall on their knees in the street and begin to weep. Not everybody knew who he was. Why were they? Because the presence of God. The presence of God. We need to be presence people. We need to be seeking the presence of God. More and more I see it. I see it at the jail. About two times through, oh Lord, I need you so. And there's big, strong men crying. And gals crying. And because of the presence of God. The presence of God is an awesome thing. And we can't forget the presence of God. Jesus made a way for a breakthrough to salvation, and everybody needs salvation. That's the first breakthrough in life. After that, everything else is just as easy. Call upon the Lord while he may be heard. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him. He'll direct your paths. Breakthroughs. When you read in Samuel, there came a time in Samuel when Saul was called to be king, and when one of his first acts was when the people were coming and they were gouging out the right eye of everybody from Israel. If they didn't want to get killed, if they didn't want to get destroyed, then he'd make a deal with them. I'll gouge out the right eye of everybody. And those people had already done that, and Saul came along, and they were going to do it again, and the people went out and saying, this is what they're going to do. And Saul said, this will not happen. Anger, righteous indignation came upon Saul. He said, this is not going to happen. Saul cut up a sacrifice, sent it out, and said, this is what your land and this is what your cattle will look like if you don't come and help me fight. And so the people who they had come and threatened, they said, well, give us some time to decide about this. And after Saul had said, we're going to fight for you, they went and they said, bring it on. We're not going to let you do that to us. And so they brought it on. And the Lord destroyed the whole other army. Now there had been some people who told Saul they weren't going to fight with him. And as soon as the battle was over, now these people, they were all out. Let's get those people that wouldn't fight with us. Let's get them and let's... Saul said, no, ain't going to be any of that today. This is a day of celebration. This is a day of victory. We're going to celebrate. We all know Saul fell apart later, but still. It was a time of a breakthrough that the Lord had promised. The Lord had promised breakthrough. And so breakthrough is something that everybody needs. Okay? When God said a breakthrough is coming, he's not just talking about a great revival. He's not just talking about the end of the world. He's not just talking about our bank accounts. He's talking about everything. But he's not talking about some things that are just way out there and impossible. I think he's also saying to us, breakthrough is coming. Your breakthrough is coming. What needs to break through? When I thought about this, I thought about when I played football, I wanted to break through. As a running back, I wanted to break through the line. And then as I thought about it, I thought, you know, when you break through, you don't want to quit after the breakthrough. You want to break out. And ideally, break away. And back when I played football, we didn't do end zone dances, but in your heart, you were doing a happy dance. But it was a thing to break through. We need breakthroughs for lots of things. When we're ill, we need a breakthrough, you know? We need that. Vicki needs a breakthrough, and I think that she's had a breakthrough. And now that the breakthrough has come, now we don't want to let up on that. We want to break away. Break out and break away. Break clear through. When they were, I can't imagine the elation that there was, like when they would tunnel through mountains, and they didn't have all the stuff we have nowadays to tunnel through a mountain. And they were making a tunnel, they were going to make a tunnel, you know. Imagine that there were times when they blew up a piece of dynamite, and the dynamite was the only thing that got destroyed. They had to get a different spot, had to get it just right, but they didn't quit. And when they got through, oh, the joy of seeing that. And then when I thought of that, I thought about Big John. He was the first rapper. Big John, with all his strength, they gave a mighty shove, and a miner yelled out, there's a light up above, and 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave, and now there's only one left down there to save. That's rap, if ever you heard it. Just need to put a boop, boop with it. But you know, the thing is that they went out, they went to that light. And Jesus made a way for us to break through to his light. And then he had the confidence and the power and the assurance to say, now you're the light of the world. People walking in darkness have seen a great light. You might be that great light. And so it's not just about our own breakthroughs. It's about other people's breakthroughs. It's about what it is. I think that I mentioned to you that I had a guy week before last that said, what if you don't trust yourself? He didn't trust himself. And I said, that's easy. You can't trust yourself. You can't do it yourself. But Jesus will help you. And what he was talking about was he just thought if he got out, he'd just go do something worse. He didn't trust himself. And so this week, he was there again, and he said, I just don't know if I can do it. He said, I was supposed to get out last week, but I just told him I want to stay because I don't think I can do it. I said, you're right. You can't do it. But we're going to pray for deliverance for you. And I'm telling you, whatever God put into him, I want. I can feel his glorious presence. And so two pods later, here comes four guys. And there's one guy sitting there, and he says, he was telling me about how, hey, we want to get out of this. It was they have a pod that must be just for addicts. He said, and we all want to really... we all really want to beat this. We all really want to have a life. Pray for us. I said, oh, that's an easy part. But let's just talk about it a little bit. About how you're going to use what the Lord does so that you understand what you can do. So that you can apply the things of God. Because I said, all you've got to do is call upon the Lord. If somebody comes and wants you to join in with them, you just start saying the name of Jesus. They'll run off. They'll think you're crazy. And if the tempter and the supplier isn't there, guess what? Ain't nothing for addiction. And then I just explained to him. I said, I'm not a big advocate of addiction. I'm not a big advocate of people who tell you that you will always be that way and there is no hope. And this one guy that had asked for the prayer, he sat there and it was like his eyes lit up. He looked at his buddy, you know. Because I told him, I said, they don't tell you that there's any chance, do they? No, they don't. I said, I'm telling you, you can have it all. You got your breakthrough right now. We're going to have a victory right now. We need breakthroughs. We need breakthroughs in our faith. We just need we need to break through our doubt. We need to overcome those things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. We just need to overcome it. How do we overcome it? Jesus. He's our breakthrough. He is the Lord of the breakthrough. I can't tell you chapter and verse on it, but he's the Lord of the breakthrough. And he not only breaks through, but he breaks out and he breaks away. He does it all. He can do it all. And he said, just as I am in the world, so are you. That's no small thing that he said. Just as I am in this world, so are you. We grasp that. Guess what? We got a breakthrough. If we'll just take a hold of that. Princess, Lord, take my hand. Because we've got so much around us screaming at us that there is no way. We've got circumstances, we've got complications, we've got things in our life that try to say God can't work in everything. Because if he could, this wouldn't be. But God is working. He said, it's coming. What if we look at the things that we've prayed about? What if we look at the things that stand against us? What if we look at those things like they're on their way out? Instead of, when, O Lord? How long, O Lord? Rejoice in the waiting. Oh, waiting's not fun. But on the other hand, it ain't all bad. You know? I don't like to stand in line, but if I'm standing in line, I want to accomplish something. There's always somebody to pray for, maybe somebody to talk to. You just don't know. But if we have a plan, you know, breakthrough is coming. There's somebody, there's total strangers out there that need to know their breakthrough is coming. And you're the messenger. See, if we're busy thinking about the message, then we won't be busy thinking about the battle. Jesus marched for 3.5 years to die on a cross. And it wasn't until a couple nights before that he let it all out and said, "Lord, if there's another way." I would say, since he was all human, he was tempted for 3.5 years every day to say, "Have you figured out something else yet, Lord? Father, you're thinking about this, aren't you? Aren't you, Lord? Father, it's me, it's your son. Are we still going with the original plan, or have you come up with something else yet?" What would have his ministry been like if every day he was just going, "Oh, what am I going to do? It ain't looking good." But because he was confident in his father, when he'd talk about it, he'd say, "Look, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to be lifted up. But I won't stay dead. I'll rise on the third day." When Lazarus was dead, you know, maybe when Lazarus was sick, he thought, "I'm going to give this a try. We're just going to wait. We're just going to wait. Then we're going to go." He did say once, I'm not speaking out loud for myself, Father. I'm speaking out loud for them." I don't know. I'm not trying to make a doctrine here, but I'm thinking that there's a lot of stuff that went on. And I think there was a whoo in his heart when he said, "Lazarus, come forth." And here came Lazarus. "Yes, it's a deal. We can do it. Funeral processions. I'm just going to practice again here, because if I can do this, and I know God's going to raise me." No, he didn't need that. He didn't have any doubts. But he certainly had some fear. He certainly had some anxiety. And we have fear and we have anxiety, don't we? We have stuff that tries to stack up on us. But what if we just live from a position of knowing breakthroughs coming? And so then we remind ourselves, hey, breakthroughs coming. What if? You know, are we prepared? Are you prepared? Are you prepared for every person you see to stop you on the street and say, "How can I be saved?" Are we prepared if, you know, some Sunday morning, for some reason, not 2 bikers show up, but 100? To just bless them and encourage them in Jesus? You know? Even if they're sitting in our favorite chair, we're not going to stand there and go, we're prepared to just say, "Welcome, hallelujah, we're so glad you're here." You know? Boy, that would be breakthrough, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? You know? Well, we need to, if we are so focused on what our issue is, we're going to miss people who have bigger problems than we do. We're going to miss the lost. So just a shift in that thinking, that's a breakthrough. That's a breakout. That's a breakaway. I can't, you know what happens when we get caught up in us? You know? If any of you use the Bible app this morning, the guy that gave the little talk about the verse, he was talking about calling upon the Lord, and he was talking about how, you know, you sometimes you get busy and you're on your phone, and you're busy looking at the Facebook, or you're scrolling through something, or you need something, and you call this person, you call that person. Nobody's answering their phone. Where is everybody? What's going on? He said he was doing that. He was just about to call one more person, and the Holy Spirit just said to him, I'm available. I'm available. When you think about calling upon the Lord and something else comes up, who do you think's behind that? Devil don't want you to call on the Lord. No. No, he loves you miserable. He loves you fearful. He loves you defeated. He loves you with no breakthrough in sight. And that's why he does the best to do that. So what about the first call? What about the first call? Jesus. See, what happens when we keep moving Jesus up the list until he's the first call? What happens? You know? I've committed myself that my first push on my phone is the verse of the day and somebody talking to me about the Lord. Because otherwise, it's liable to be a push to see what messages I've had. It's liable to be a push to see, you know, what if I have an important email? What if, I can't do that. I can't do that. Oh, I can do that. I just don't want to do that because I've had that happen before. And good things, you know. Somebody on Messenger, all of a sudden, somebody wants to ask a question about the Lord and what they can do. And, you know, how can you not respond to that? And how do you ignore that when you're reading your Bible? When it's sitting right there. And so I've not ignored that before. And I've been involved in some good things, but they're not the best things. But God said, breakthrough is coming. And I'm like everybody else. I want to, okay, so what do you mean, Lord? Because I can't think of anything that I was praying too much about except for national things. Let their days be short and another take their place. That's just what I want. That's what I look forward to, you know. But God doesn't want us to limit ourselves to those things. He wants us to look to him for all things. And so then I also go through a little thing of wondering, breakthrough's coming. What's coming? You know, because sometimes you get to thinking the Lord's letting you know that you better have your belt cinched up and your weapons loaded, you know. But nothing like that, just the very simple breakthrough's coming. And so since that's all he said, then I sought the Lord. And what I could come up with is breakthrough's coming. Which is great news, and perhaps it's old news, because in the Old Testament they prophesied breakthroughs coming. A virgin shall give birth to a child. And that child will become the Messiah. And the Messiah will lead all people. He will make a way when it seems there is no way. That's a breakthrough. So what the promise is that the promise is good. And that the promises are true. And that God is faithful. And we can all bear in mind the breakthrough is coming. And not only can we bear in mind the breakthrough is coming, guess what? We can tell others, your breakthrough is coming. God cannot fail. And he watches over his word to perform it. Sometimes he says things to the folks that I minister to in the jail, and I'm thinking, what did you say? you know. But we got to trust him. And he watches over his word to perform it. Who wants them free more than he does? Who wants them strong? Who wants them delivered? Who wants them with joy, peace? Who wants them mild and gentle and with hope in their lives more than he does? Nobody. It's a breakthrough. It's a breakthrough. I encourage them. It's a breakthrough when you get out of the pod to come to God. And I'm not God. I'm a voice crying in the wilderness. But boy, it's a breakthrough when you come. You didn't make this decision yourself. And I've had some of them sit around looking at it, look at some other guy, because that other guy had encouraged them. Breakthrough. Jesus is the Lord of the breakthrough, and he has put breakthrough in you. And people need him. We need him. Amazingly. And we have him. And we can take great comfort in that. So let's accept in our hearts the truth that actually not only is breakthrough coming, but breakthrough is the same way that God is. When I was in the sixth grade, and I was confident in my mind that I belonged on the junior, the JV football team. You know, I just wanted to play. And I, in one game, it just so happened that I just didn't ever like to see anybody get away. And some guy had got away and I chased him down from behind and I tackled him on about the 2-yard line. And that effort gave me a breakthrough. Because that effort made the coach see that I was pretty intense about the game. And that's how I got in a little early, a little earlier. But it was a breakthrough. It took an effort, but I wasn't thinking it was going to do anything. I just wanted to tackle that guy. Just running him down. And later, that same sort of an effort in my life is what really sealed a football scholarship for me. Because I chased down a guy that nobody chases down. He ended up being my roommate in college. He couldn't believe somebody caught him. Which could be the fact that he let up and I caught him, but he didn't think I was coming. But that brought me a blessing from coaches that there's a breakthrough. It takes an effort. It takes an effort. You know, salvation takes an effort. We got to ask. It doesn't just wander over us and you're saved. No, we got to ask. And so people have to ask for a breakthrough. If we want to be healed, if you want your healing, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. There's a force exerted to believe. Believing is a powerful force. It believing just knocks down mountains. Believing knocks the enemy out of the way. It's such a powerful thing when you believe. If you can believe, all things are possible. It just beats things up. It's a breakthrough when we come to understanding. Lord, that's what we pray for, is more understanding, more excitement over your greatness, more determination to behold your goodness in the land of the living, more determination to see others break through into the kingdom of God. And when we're doing all these things, everything else will be added unto us. So we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.